Yeah, I don't know.
Hello, we're here. Everybody's here. Lamont's here. Armand is here. Fernando's here.
And he's always here.
One of them personalities of Christopher Terrence Jones is here. I don't know which one it is, though. But we're all here. Welcome to the Fellow's Point of View.
How you doing? Which personality we got today?
Listen, you don't know.
The seductress?
Who did we get?
Do the seductress like barbecue and
taste? Since we are getting ready to celebrate our independence, let's find that out. Seductress, do you like barbecue?
But wait a minute. Whose independence are we celebrating? Because it ain't ours.
We're celebrating
our had Juneteenth already.
Make America great.
Look, don't tell niggas they gotta sit this one out because they partied on the 19th. Don't tell them that.
Exactly.
You'll break their little heart.
They are already doing their barbecue. What you talking about?
This is not their Independence Day.
Baby, you know they got the wheelbarrows of trash cans ready for the barbecue with the King Star fluid and charcoal. You know they got that king.
Let me go and get a lead quarter. Let me go and get a lead quarter off you, bruh.
You know that with that raggedy ass barbecue mop that they got, you don't know what's been on it, but you're gonna eat that barbecue sandwich.
We're gonna eat it, goddammit. We're gonna eat it.
You're gonna chop it up with some Wonder Bread.
I tried not to sound racist today, but y'all know I live in Concord, and Concord, the area towards the freeway is predominantly Latino and Mexican. Well, for some ungodly reason, they think that setting off fireworks at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock is wonderful. And I was telling the guy at work, and I said, I'm not being racist, but I'm confused at why they celebrating with fireworks, because July 4th is not about them.
Well, they celebrate for other reasons. Like, they everybody got their reasons. Okay.
If you didn't want to sound racist, that's not a good way to do it.
I think you did the opposite, sir.
I was like, you know what? You know, there's a lot of different races of as American. Like, hell, they never seen Mexico ever. Nowhere in Latin America ever. They got some people out here nowhere near China.
July 4th is not for people of color. And I'm a savant.
Well, all my Papi Chulos, those were his words, not mine. I want to come to your carne asada cookouts. I want to be there. And if you happen to be dressed like in cholo garb, that's even better, with motherfucking face tattoos and all that.
You got face tattoos on your...
Talk that shit in my ear while we waiting on the carne asada to be finished.
With that's a little, what I'm talking
I'm here for all of that. Let me come. He can stay at home. That was not...
Exactly.
Sounds a little racist to me.
The measuring cup says that's racist.
I'm ready to be at the party.
I'm appreciating all the features. I'm at all the parties. I sure am. I was like, I don't care what you fucking celebrating, bitch. Pass me a plate.
Well, that ass.
Because I don't know about y'all, but when I was younger in college, you ain't got no money. You went to everybody's barbecue.
You didn't know the name
or nothing. You just showed up and said, "I'm with that person over there," and you just point and you grab yourself a plate and you make sure you talk to somebody, because if you don't talk to nobody, they're gonna stick you suspect, and you ain't gonna get no to go plate. So if
them sexy ones from the Twitters are there at the party, raise your hand. I'd like to let's collab.
I'm not here for the party.
The Twitters. Okay.
Not to go on a little tangent real quick, but it's been like with COVID, it's been real hard for me to really get moving for many men. I see online nowadays. I'm like, COVID kind of ruined a lot for me because I watched way too much porn. And I'm like, all these dudes now look like the same fucking emulations of the pornos that they did badly. I'm like, so now I'm like, I have this shitty bias now that I'm like, every other guy I look at, I'm like, oh my God, you're gonna give me that old Pornhub move over here. Okay, damn. Like, I'm not even excited to fuck with you. I'm like, you gonna give me some old Pornhub, some Twitter.
Maybe have a little porn break, you know.
I don't want your Twitter dick. Like, Twitter dick is boring. Twitter dick is like you trying to show off and shit, and I ain't got time for your show off game, bitch.
They are fun to have a look.
Well, like, we're gonna say this.
I don't even like strip clubs because, like, why I'm giving somebody my money when I could just do it at home. I'm like, I don't want your fantasy. I am my own fantasy. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey,
what party you coming to?
So in the news, the Boy Scouts have reached a deal for $850 million settlement over sexual abuse claims.
Girl, you don't brought the Boy Scouts up in here. What are we doing?
Ah, sure. Hell, we already done went into sex. We was on a hook. We done went into sex. So I was like, well, let's go on in. The sexual, that we'll talk, we'll throw that in there and give that for a hot 2 seconds. They done reached the deal and gave
this is how I feel about that. Boy Scouts, keep it. Just keep it. Yeah. We don't need it. Just keep it.
That's the, like, Armand, I'm right there with you, man.
Just keep it. The shit was tacky to begin with. Like, just keep it. You did too much. You covered it up. You tried to make it seem like something it wasn't. Keep it. Just stop fucking with them little boys. All right?
And the real deal Holyfield about that is like, how about, like, you know, actually, you know what? I was talking to a friend of mine last night in a heated debate about something similar to this. And he was talking about, you know, just sexual abuse and whatnot. And like, cause he's, you know, he's from a different country. And like the way he was talking about, was like, is that how you resolve psychological issues? Because a lot of people who molested or raped or whatnot, they learn it from somewhere, from somebody. And then either they learn it in one way and it turned into something else as they matured, but like time in history has told you that something ain't working what we already doing. Because they still touching them children. They still touching them little boys and girls. They still doing it. And that's the reason why they paid the fucking money in the first place, because they paying to play right now. Like, cause ain't nobody gonna stop their boys going to Boy Scout. Ain't nobody gonna stop their girls from going to the Girl Scout. And that's all they're gonna do is teach them predators on how to be better at hiding that shit. Cause it's like, you know what? I don't want to. I can't afford dead feet for that. To touch this. I'm not Bill Cosby like that, you know. So it's just. I think the one thing that we get so far away from is the psychology of that shit. I'm like, these mother, like, y'all learn it from somewhere, and I was like, get what they're afraid of. Get in. I was like, find out where they got it from and where the journey went to brought them and gave them permission to do what they did. I was like, that's the hard fucking shit. Stop putting them in fucking jail and all this other shit, because it ain't doing nothing but teaching them how to be better at what they doing.
Any ideas, Lamont? Any thoughts, any comments?
No. What can you say? I mean, it's like, everybody's crazy. And we can't even say it's because of quarantine. I just, I don't know.
Like it really is the real dude Holyfield's. Like, you know, people are making other human beings responsible for their for their fucked up feelings, for their fucked up psychology. I'm like, you know what? Like, there's something should be in you to say, before I do this, let me think about what the fuck's going on that makes me want to do this in the first place.
But people, I mean, they don't think of the consequences at all. Think about it.
None, because they're like so defined by the momentary immediate need that I just can't help myself. And I'm like, well, I was like, you were helping yourself until you actually did it. So.
Well, the churches, The church has to pay.
What you got to say about it, Chris? You brought it up. What you got to say
right.
about it? Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you.
Skirt around that.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. The church, which has done so much damage to so many people, is at a point now where they are being held accountable. And it's only one denomination right now, but there are so many other denominations that I almost feel like they all, this needs to all be brought to center attention for them, because they need to stop allowing what's going on in the church and sweeping it under the carpet and allowing, so this pastor, oh, because he preached a good sermon or because he was halfway cute, he can go do the dirt that he's doing, but you're forgetting the damage that you're doing to the person and causing them years and years and years of heartache and misery and nightmares and all of that. So I think it's a good thing that the church is having to pay and it's being blasted out there for the world to see. Because a lot of times stuff happens and we don't see it. It gets pushed up when they say these settlement cases, you don't get to hear how much the people are getting. They always push it up under. And people need to see that times have changed. You can't just keep doing the dirt that you're doing and think that it's not going to go unnoticed. So you
think we're really going to find out this time?
No.
I mean, we ain't going to get all the details. We ain't getting all that. But it is a start. It's a start. You got to start somewhere.
What I say?
You got to start somewhere, because if you don't start somewhere, we'll just continue to be sitting idly around and continuing to do this dirt.
And I think
for me on that note though, man, like all the settlements, like all the hush hush, like, I mean, we like with the settlement shit, we run it right into old goddamn Jell-O pudding pop territory. Like with the settlements and shit, like I for me, that we have to find some way to like stop that shit. Like the offense is the offense. Having to come up off a coin as retribution for the offense, I feel like that has to be a completely separate and additional thing. It can't be the only thing that somebody does. Like, you fucked up these little boys. Like, you fucking ruined the course of their lives. Like, there should be retribution for that. You know, you shit on trans people. You know, you fuck with the course of their fucking lives. Like, you have to make amends for that. With cash and with punishment. Like stop it with the bullshit. That's just how I feel about like paying your way out of shit. Like the people who fuck with these little boys, the people that have been accused, like you should trot them out on fucking Front Street so people can know.
Well, I mean, if the church is paying. Y'all hear that echo? Or was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the church and the Boy Scouts and the Cosbys and the Weinsteins and the et ceteras, they're just paying. They're just paying out a portion of their wealth. They're just paying out a portion of it.
You don't think that the people that are sitting there making the decision about now having to pay out are not thinking about it?
No, they're just thinking about the money that's going out. They're not thinking about what is the actual punishment for being privy to and taking part in the infraction.
Yeah, I kind of think now.
They're not thinking about oh, we better not do this again. Like, girl, if they got, if the punishment that they got is they got to pay $1, but they got $2, then like, whew, I made it through. You get what I'm saying?
But see, I'm not talking about the people who did the action. I'm talking about the people who are in charge now and is sitting in positions to, like, no. How they used to sugarcoat it, and now
because what they have had to sugarcoat and what they're having to pay out gives them a ballpark figure for what this problem costs them whenever it happens. So now they can plan for it. And like Fernando said, the con just gets stronger.
Yep. It becomes pay to play. Like, I know bad pun, but it really does become that kind of behavior. You think about all the predators in the world that it's, you
know, like, that's all I'm saying. Like, look at what people are paying out just to get the slap on the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
But don't want the real impact. Don't want to feel the punishment.
And the thing is that, like,
they weren't paying out. They ended up with a large settlement. I mean, that they had to pay out. They wasn't doing hush money like the church was.
I'm talking about settlements and I mean hush money, if you want to call it that too. Like, that just describes a cost to that just describes a physical monetary amount of cost to them. It gives them, from my point of view, it gives them a barometer of how much it's going to cost them. So when this shit happens again, they know how to deal with it, and makes the cover up, you know, that much more strong.
You can put a dollar amount on psychological and physical behavior, bad behavior. You could put a dollar amount on trauma. You put a dollar amount on, like, it's like, how much is going to cost me to rape you? It's like the world's most indecent proposal.
And if you got endless funds, i.e. religion, i.e. Conservative bats,
politicians,
organizations, gun enthusiasts. If you got deep pockets, you got endless money, then again, it's just something you
write off or
pay an insurance to cover for you. I mean, if you're big blue and you shoot an unarmed Negro or brown person, oh, there's an insurance to cover whatever it costs to keep the people, you know, satiated.
Okay.
So the main thing is that you don't think them paying anything is not hurting them, right?
No, I think that's part B, if you ask me. That's part B. Part A needs to be, what is the punishment? I personally don't give a fuck about the Boy Scouts. About the Boy Scouts, shut it down, close it. You don't operate no more.
I was a Boy Scout.
I hope nobody touched
you. I was gonna say, why are we punishing the kids like that though? I mean, it ain't all bad.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is like a lot of what goes on the traditional system is that we kind of try to fight fire. Like we would assume fire with fire. It's like we have to have extreme punishments, and a lot of the punishments should really be about getting to the root of why they were doing it in the first place. Because the thing is that on a deeper note is that people think that, oh, you put, because I put a rapist or a molester in jail, or they paid their way out of it, that is the source and the only end of it. You have to keep in mind that these people learn these behaviors from somewhere, from someone's. And so because you put away one doesn't mean that it's not happening to someone else, from just someone just like him, or someone from his or her own family that has the same behavior. Again, people learn it from somewhere. So I said the harder road to do that, we never want to walk into, because it's uncomfortable for us. And we like to put it as abstract as making it subjective, is dealing with the psychology of it. Sitting down with a motherfucking psychologist and breaking that motherfucker down to what the fuck going on. And then along the way, maybe you get some names and some occasions from other shit that's happened on his or her past too. And maybe you can get some cold cases solved. Because again, people learn shit from somewhere. And we're so busy clogging up the prisons, because that's what we've been shown in movies. That's what justice looks like. And like, you know, you guys know, and the audience knows, if you guys are new to this, like, you guys know, I have been sexually assaulted before. many and multiple times and not pretty. And the thing is that retaliation and retribution does not always end up in a courtroom, nor is it wanted. Because my biggest question for all of it was, what do I get out of it? Like, besides you going to jail, because half the motherfuckers probably had no money. So what else I'm going to get out of this? Because what was the most broken part was how I felt, and nobody was going to buy that. How you was going to, where in Tiffany's were you going to buy that? You know, for a little black, you know, kid trying to figure it out, still already his own broken psychology, now piled on with some more broken psychology, you know? So like, I think that we got to do more than just, you know, keep addressing the same issue with the same broken solutions, you know, making them pay money, throwing them in jail and hoping they get the same fate. Because the shit ain't working. They work out. They get a prison body. Thirst traps, and they go. Now they gotta pay nobody because now they big enough to fucking scare the shit out of you for you to ever speak again. Or they just beat your ass to death. Because now they got enough muscle to do it.
Mm. Yeah. Are you saying, Armand?
No, I was kind of just agreeing or amplifying, man. Like, you can't keep buying yourself out of, you know, buying yourself out of the trouble. Like, you know, the arc of justice needs to be strengthened to the point where it is less, you know, amenable to cash, to money.
You shouldn't be able to have an
insurance policy that covers deaths of unarmed civilians at the hands of your police. You shouldn't be able to have an insurance policy that covers, you know, the sexual abuse done by your organization's henchmen or footmen, you know, at whatever level in your organization. You know, you shouldn't be able to have an insurance policy that a safety net like that. Like,
no.
Like, and it should be able to take the company under, if you ask me.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. Like if we're talking about like people like Bill Cosby, you know what I want? You know, if I wanted retribution, you know what I would have did? I would have sentenced him to the thing that he wants the most, to be on TV. You want to be Bill Cosby again on TV, but great, you're going to be on TV every single week or train professional therapists and have on live televised therapy sessions until we get to, why the fuck did you do all this? And now you have to put all your, now, because what we really want to get is all of, get you psychologically butt naked for everybody to see you because you've been so well at hiding all this shit for most of your entire existence. So one thing you can't hide from is a room full of fucking psychologists that break your ass down in front of the same thing that puts you on the pedestal that you're on, a television.
That leads us right into Bill Cosby, y'all. If you've seen the news, Bill Cosby has been released from jail because of...
Girl, he eat his own pudding pops now, goddammit.
Hell yeah.
No more of them jailhouse pudding pops, goddammit.
No more of that. And the world is in an uproar because he has been released. And I'm just like, I don't understand why he was even there, now that when you tell the story that it's because he already had a contract with the prosecutor to not be prosecuted. And so Montgomery County has left themselves open for a lawsuit because your prosecutor signed a contract with him saying that they would not prosecute him. And then you do the opposite. And it leaves everybody now that in a world of trouble, because now he can legally slew you because you went against a signed contract that you guys had, which everybody says contracts are binding. Well, here's the binding. And then it leaves people like Janice Dickerson and all these other women who have continued bashed his name. He can sue you for slander now because he has not technically been charged for nothing now because all of that.
And you know what? You know what? I feel like go ahead and do that, Bill. Go ahead and do that. And I think anybody that takes these cases that he brings them to, they just need to have a moral compass in them that allows them to be like, okay, Bill, technically, whatever your claim is right, fine. We award you zero fucking dollars. We just award you this right. Okay, you right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, Bill, technically she, you know, damaged your character. Like, okay, Bill, great, thanks. We award you $0 for your win. Like, it really needs to be that way for Bill because baby, 60, 70 women, like saying the same Spanish fly trick, nigga, like, come on, come on.
So,
am I crazy? Like, am I like, I mean.
No.
Everybody has their thoughts about if he's guilty, if he's not guilty. And
girl, like, what is the thought after 70? What's the thought?
Right. Well, there's no, like.
What is the thought? Like.
again, like. This is the
person. Let me tell everybody on this call. If 70 motherfuckers come to me and tell me the same story about you, bitch, you know I'm going to believe it. 70 people coming to tell you how you did it the exact same way every time? Come on.
Baby, if you can recite the patterns like.
Let me tell y'all something. If 70 people come and tell y'all that, you know, Armand will do good all day with his health and wellness, and then he'll smoke some weed at night, and then he'll go and eat a pint of keto ice cream every night and hope it be okay in the morning. If 70 people told y'all I did that shit, you should believe them.
Lamont, any ideas?
I mean, I still stand with the fact of when all this happened, everybody was fucking everybody. So I really don't believe that some of these people are credible. Period. Okay. And you're not going to Mr. Cosby's hotel room at 3 o'clock in the morning thinking you're going to have a conversation.
Come on
down that street, Lamont. I mean,
you're not going to be invited to dinner with Mr. Cosby on his private yacht with just him and the captain, and that's it. Nobody else is there, and this is at 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning.
Come on down.
I mean, let's just call a spade. Okay, yeah, he had a technique. It worked. He had in his day.
Did the technique involve getting consent? No, but
you gave consent when your ass got on that boat at 2 o'clock in the morning. When you went to his room,
Lamont,
you
gave consent. Girl,
you are nothing but a hoe.
Trust me. If
you're breaking up. Losing you, see.
Put in pop, bitch. I'm going for it. Now,
we missed all of that. Now,
the optics.
We missed all of that.
We missed you now.
Everything.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
If I go to Bill Cosby's boat at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going for the put in pop. You hear me?
Of course you are. And it's going to change too.
And you know what? Nobody should really think different. Unless I show up with some injuries and show up immediately and say, like, this ain't go. The pudding pop was he didn't adhere to my safe word. He did some damage with the pudding pop. Okay. Like, other than that, like, I feel you, Lamont. Like, I really do. Like, girl, that's not an interview. That's, you're not going the boat at 3 a.m. in the morning to get the part. You're going to get a part.
Let's review Janice Dickinson's story. She said that they met at a dinner party, what have you. Bill gave her his personal number. And then he called her at 1 o'clock in the morning, said, hey, what are you doing? Boo, boo, this, boo, that, what have you. She was like, oh, I'm not doing anything, what have you, whatever. And he said, okay, well then, you know, why don't you come on by? We can, you know, have drinks and talk about the part that I was thinking about. This was, I don't remember what movie it was, one of his movies or whatever. And she said, oh, well, it's kind of late, I'm not sure. But he's like, oh no. She said he was very persistent. Okay, but you need to be very denial. He's very persistent at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, but you decide to go there, whatever. Then she said she got there and Mr. Cosby gave her some drinks or what have you. And the first drink tasted fine. The second drink tasted a little funny to her, but you continue to drink it.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know now. I kind of, that's where I step off the train. Like if you put enough Spanish fly, Quaalude, whatever the fuck else in my drink, and I happen to drink that bitch and don't catch it, and I'm sprawled out on your couch. I didn't come here for the date rape, Bill. I came for the pudding pop.
Ain't the pudding coming out the way?
No. I mean, nobody had pudding pop but Bill at that point. I went there for it. You done knocked me out with this Spanish fly and this goddamn, you know, this Quaalude. Like Bill, baby, all you had to do was tell Janice Dixon, like, bitch, let's do a Quaalude and fuck. Like, I'm almost certain she would have been with it. Like, get the consent, Bill.
That's what his attorney said. She instantly took off her top when she first got there and had on a bustier.
Oops.
She had to let the girls out. Goddamn, the girls was hot. Though.
That's what I'm saying. The majority of their credibility was like shit. And I mean, I really think that look at all the motherfuckers that have been accused of sexual assault that did worse than Bill Cosby.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking rape. We're not talking they just gave them Spanish fly or gave them a little drink or something like that and sent them away or whatever. And they got off.
All the basketball players.
But I think because
they got off or just ran off and they had to pay for it. Yeah, I feel it. I feel it. Go get them too.
My main thing is, and I said this, I think I posted this up on Facebook, the only reason why Bill Cosby went to jail is because he was in negotiations to buy NBC.
That's it.
A black man owning a studio. But lo and behold, Tyler Perry did the same thing. And now, you know what Bill is about to do? He's about to buy NBC with the help of Tyler Perry.
There you go. There it is. So what you tried to avoid from him doing, now
he's still going to do. 3 years later. Still, might as well. I mean, it's like, why not? And he's going to sue the fuck out of every county and every accuser that has defamed him. Because what they did was, because they took it to Pennsylvania or whatever, they wasn't really looking at the statutes of limitation. And some of those statutes of limitation had already passed with these ones. And there's another thing. If Bill Cosby sexually assaulted me, I'm not going to wait 15, 20, 30 years to bring it up.
Come on.
I'm gonna get him in his prime when he got some money.
Exactly.
And he got some sense and he can take his ass to jail and stay there for 40 and 50 years. Not when he's an 80-some-year-old man and we're going to send his ass to jail half blind. He can't see out the right eye. He's half blind in the left eye. Got diabetes, on a cane. And okay, I'm going to send him to jail now.
Right.
I don't think sexual assault has like one of those places where you can be strategic on when you talk about it. My sexual assaults happened some years ago. I didn't talk about it until a year and a half, 2 years ago. I it was just, you know, knowing when you feel safe to be able to say something without being challenged that you deserved it or you're a liar or not to be believed. And so especially, like, I know in my case, I can only think about me being black and gay. I was like, nobody can be my fake black ass. Because like even eat other black dudes, I'm like, you fucking fat ass bitch. So I kept my mouth closed for reasons just like what just happened just now. Like I never said nothing. I held all those men's water because I felt that same exact way. Like I know I'm not demonizing the comment, but I know that not like I was not strategic on when I was going to put out, like talk about what I experienced because I was willing to put out a rap album or put out a best-selling novel or some shit. Like, I just, like, I don't know. Like, it's just, but everyone's different. Everyone's different. I think in my perspective, I was like, I don't think I would have thought about it that way. Perhaps some, like, I do agree, there are some of them hoes that may have jumped in the bandwagon. And, but I think overall, I'm like, it's the behavior that was, that has been consented to overall, and the behavior itself saying it's okay to do in the first place. And understanding that this man has had a whole entire life history of this behaving in a way that he has not been questioned, checked, or anything. And so, like I said before, you know, putting it out in the public,
there was other cases where he did settlements with some of these people.
But I honestly believe, like, you know, if, again, that's all. This is all the reasons why I never talked about myself. Like, because I was like, I don't want nothing for nothing at all. Like, I don't want that smoke. I don't want it. And so, like I said before, everyone's different, but I would have left that shit clean alone. If you really want to get him, got him where he couldn't back out of it. Get as, like, you gotta figure, like, if you want to get somebody, like, you gotta get somebody where they're not comfortable at. Like, most people who have power, money, and strength is the ones who are the most weakest in their fucking emotions. That's why they usually got women who break their fucking asses down to the ground when they get divorced, or half of them are beating up other motherfuckers or doing other bad things to other people because they got some shitty ass wives or fucked up ass mama. And so, if I think the conversation itself, like for the behavior itself, I definitely want to, a preface, like, not cool. Like, I don't know money, no power. I don't care if you're a hedge fund man or a basketball player, nothing. I was like, because I don't think that what happened back then can happen today and get away with it. Because somebody would have had a bat to somebody's ankles. They would have broke all Cosby's pudding pops with some bats. They would have fucking got his ass so good. And he was messing with all the white girls. You know how many buck tooth motherfuckers would have came out with Trump bands and rolled all this ass down if he would have did that shit at 2021?
But the thing is that there's one of his accusers who told some of her friends about it, like maybe a year after it happened or whatever. And they were comparing notes about the same thing happened to them. So if you had, let's just say, five people that it happened to, the same way, same kind of transaction, everything like that or whatever. You got five people that it happened to or whatever. Again, I'm asking that question. Why in the fuck did you wait 25 to 30 years to come after this man if it happened to you back then and you and four of your other friends?
Socially, most of them were painted as, you know, mentally nobodies. Like, you know, like, oh, she probably was having hot flashes.
But damn, if I clean toilets for a living, if somebody raped me that's got power, money, and all that or whatever, I'm going after their ass.
In that time frame.
And then especially if I find out that I'm not the only one, that this is a common thing with his ass, oh no, he going down.
We don't know, but we're not them though.
But again, I've never been in that position, so therefore I can't say how the mindset is. I mean, Fernando, you can speak on that or whatever, like you said, but I can't say what the mindset is. But my mindset is, if it happened, I would not wait as long as they.
It's like if you ever been robbed at gunpoint or like in a
car. I've been robbed before.
Like, and that
went to the police station immediately after it happened.
Immediately after it happened.
But the feeling though, not not just what you did after, but like the like that that PTSD that like that where you just can't shake a feeling. It's more than words can even pronounce. You know, it's just, you know, it's, I can't, because I, y'all, if y'all see me and know me, I'm like, how the fuck did this happen to Fernando? Of all people, this bitch talk about every damn thing. And that was like, that was the false narrative. Everybody's like, he talk about everything. How the hell are you talking about this?
We are all human, honey.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm with Lamont. I just, it's too many years. It took to sit back and wait this long. And I have a real issue with it, because also during that time frame, and nobody wants to really admit this, the majority of people was hoes back then. They were groupies. But, they were sleeping with everybody. So
but you also have to remember, a lot of them came
in here.
But you gotta remember,
like, that didn't happen.
But you remember, a lot of them came forward and weren't even looking for legal retribution. They just actually just went on television and say, "Yes, me too." You know, they were like, "Did I want something from it? No, because I've heard that other women are going through it, I'm gonna share my story too. Because back then, I didn't want nothing from it either. But you know, I gotta throw my story in the basket because it happened to me too."
But again, like I said, in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, I mean, George Clinton just said in an interview he fucked so many women he couldn't even remember their names.
But here's the thing. The thing is that even women, a lot of women, culturally, that was that understand that was that understanding that, you know, unexplainable things happen. Like, maybe there was not a good well conversation in between what started and what ended. But yeah, that was very common back, you know, then. So it's like, it was really hard to have like what just happened conversation. You know, and so I think that we can have this, we could talk like this because of, you know, because we could speak in hindsight.
Yeah.
But in that time period, you know, like, we were dealing with so little information. Hell, right now we're just on the talk about sex and sexuality. Like, look at Lil Nas X. Like, come on now.
Well, this is going to be a conversation that is going to continue, because this right now is not over, so we know the news.
No, I mean, like, the rest of it that I gotta say about it is this. Like, I don't need Bill Cosby out here trying to get up on the TV talking about, he, like, you know, people reporting that he feels vindicated. Girl, don't do that. There's nothing for you to be vindicated about. Like, they just had bad procedurals. They ignored some quintessential things, and you got out on a technicality. So you got a TKO, Bill, all right? But let's not get out here and play like you were wronged.
He needs to stay alone.
I haven't heard that he's playing a victim. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I've heard several times on several reports that he's
he has maintained his innocence the entire time.
Yeah, and I was like, he need to come off that. I'm like, I need you to just, like, you know what? It was a different time period. I just want to let it go. Like, whatever. I'm like just Bill. Like, because the thing is that you're not the only Negro who had that playbook, okay? And the thing is, time in history has shown that it was a recipe that half your Negroes was doing in the first fucking place. I was like, let's not get it twisted. There's a lot of black ass families who had a lot of touching and unpleasant ass uncles. You learned it from somewhere, Bill. Don't go for it. You know, I don't care what kind of pudding pop you got, but don't come from these 2021 holes today. Because that's why I said, stay in your house and, like, keep your mouth closed. Like, live your days quietly in your legacy that you got left. But don't try to come for these 2021 hoes, because you got girls like the City Girls and Sweetie kind of attitudes who will gun for you, and they will see right through that behavior. You start trying to tell them about their clothes and skirts, they be like, look, Bill, don't come for me, because I'm gonna come for you hard, and I got some psychology for you that you ain't ready for. I'm gonna turn your gray eye orange tomorrow. Don't play with me.
Well, you, like I said,
wooden pot will be melted.
To watch the story as this unravels, because this is going to be a live story that
is. And okay, so then wait a minute before we move on from Bill. Okay, so what about them trying to take Felicia Rashad's job away from her just because of the tweet that she put out?
Somebody trying to take her job?
What job they trying to take from her?
Okay, well, you know Felicia is about to become a professor at Howard University.
No, she's about to be the dean or something of the
right the dean over African Americans I forget what is it, it's African American division part of Howard. Okay, so
the performing arts college is about to do.
Yeah, so they were saying that people came after her because she said that, I'm trying to find her tweet, but she in her tweet it was pretty much that, you know, she was on Bill Cosby's side about him getting out, you know, and that
the right has been wronged
or something like that or whatever. And so, I mean, Howard University responded and said, the views of our deans and our professors are not our views. And Mama still has a job because who cares what the tweet said? Because if they try to fire her or what have you before she starts this semester, there's a wonderful thing called a contract. What did we talk about contracts a minute ago?
Exactly. There it is.
They're going to have to honor their contract at this particular point. And I don't think it's worth any of that. I mean, opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. So therefore, if she wants to put her opinion up on Twitter, Facebook, whatever, that's her opinion. That's what it is.
And I know these people are not going there when Donald Trump said every goddamn
exactly. I was like,
everything under the sun on Twitter. He tweeted so he couldn't tweet no goddamn more.
Get out of your hurt ass feeling. Get out the crawl of your hurt ass. Like, look.
But again, that goes back to reverse racism. Here we are. She's a black woman. He's a white man.
Right now,
Donald Trump's CFO is on his way to prison for tax evasion and fraud and all this shit, and they still ain't touched Donald yet. Now this is for Donald's company. Now you think he didn't know about this shit 15 years? Come on, for real? They still ain't touched him. I don't know why he's so untouchable. I don't get it.
Well, they said they haven't got to him yet. They're building the case.
I know they build a case, and they're building a hell of a case because they want to make sure that all that shit that he was doing while he was in office,
he goes down.
Be touched as the president. You're a civilian now. So you and your kids, because your kids kept your shit going while you was in the president. You and your kids and all the above, and you see what's the wife's name?
You and your dusty, ugly ass kids.
And what's the wife's name? She over in Europe and ain't came back to into the U.S. yet.
Oh my God, that's so true. Melania jetted.
That's her, Melania. Thanks. She been over there and ain't coming back. She ain't come back for what?
Melania said, "Bitch, you can come get me.
Listen,
because I ain't coming over there. You can come get me.
Well, I fucking can't stand you. Never liked you.
I didn't know she was gone.
Don't touch me."
My 4 years. Now
you got to catch me if you can, goddammit.
I know we were cool with the conversation, but look, I was also cool with the dollar, and I gotta go. Bye.
I didn't know she had left. Oh wow.
I'm gonna see your girl Friday. Bye.
Well, her stepdaughter spoke up for her because she was mad. Because I guess Vogue didn't put Melania in something. So what's that old crazy girl, the daughter, from the affair? What
girl, Melania?
Marla Maples' daughter. Is that her name? Was it Marla
Maples? Oh, that's the name I ain't heard in years.
That's his last daughter, Heather, Michelle. What's her name?
Girl,
Melania, you'd be glad the folks ain't come get you about them Christmas statements.
Because truth be told, Melania, you know what, you can't spokesperson nothing, baby. You can't even you can barely speak. Like, what the fuck we need to?
I know. Be best, goddamn it. Be best.
I was like, be best to be quiet.
Well,
like who's put like why would what the hell do we need you to be on anything? Magazine
Kanye was the first lady. She should have her rights as a first lady. She should.
You know what?
She was the first lady.
I can count
beat on one hand how many times
she kept her active while she was the first lady. One hand and three fingers.
Yeah, I'm like.
She was the first lady. She deserves her props. Her little
beat it, Melania. Get back to.
Well, you know what?
Sucking that mushroom.
She can publish herself on Trump Magazine.
Okay. So, Melania, we wish you well.
Lies. Go ahead.
We wish you well. Did y'all know that there's a new trailer out for Cinderella?
Oh,
we don't know that.
And the trailer.
No one's talking about Cinderella. Everybody's talking about Mermaid.
Well, Cinderella is out, and your fairy godmother is the one and only Billy Porter.
State missionary Billy Porter. Don't forget his title.
State mother missionary Billy Porter.
Hey.
So Cinderella is, of course, the remake, and it's going to be coming out soon.
Send me that link to that trailer. I want to see this.
I will send you to this good old link to the trailer so y'all can see. It is on its way. And I remember them talking about Billy Porter doing this, and I'm like, are we really there? And we are there, baby. We are there. It is going to come out, and it was directed by Kay Cannon. She made her director, y'all remember her from Blockers. Maybe y'all don't remember Blockers. But
I caught that late one night. Who's in Blockers? Is that the one with what's the guy's name? The black guy. Oh man.
It was a cute little something, a little cute little movie in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it was kind of like the bank robbery thing or whatever. I kind of remember it a little bit.
She was the director, so she is directing this Cinderella version that is coming out with Billy Porter. And they said that they were going to do this. So this is, I guess, his first post gig. So,
of many.
I'm still devastated that we are no longer having Pose. I'm trying to get with this. Oh my God.
He turned down the opportunity to be a talk show host, thank God. But do you see who's coming out with his own show? Is Nick Cannon.
For what?
A talk show.
For what?
Nick Cannon?
Yeah.
Talk about what?
I don't know.
That is about as newsworthy as Meghan McCain leaving The View.
Oh, baby, now that's top news. I'm excited, and the rest of the world is excited.
Ooh, I don't even watch The View. Who is she?
Meghan McCain.
You know that, huh?
Who's Meghan McCain?
Her daddy was.
Okay. I got the last name. But wait, who is she? Who did she replace? Was that one of Tamar's replacements or something?
No. Would you get back to The View? We're not talking about the View.
Oh, not The Real. The View. Oh, wait, The View. The View. The View. Oh, that's Whoopi's stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So Megan is the one who has been on there and lives in this fantasy world that Republicans are right about everything. And she takes offense to everything that anybody says that goes against the Republican Party.
You know, I'll be truthful with you.
And her and Whoopi got along?
Oh, honey, her and nobody got along. Whoopi checked her several times. Joy checked her several times. The people came on the show and checked her several times. People tweeted and checked her several times.
Yeah.
So they just didn't renew her contract then. That's all that is.
Her defense was, my daddy is. There's so many memes with how many times she's pulled the daddy card.
Right.
My father.
No shade, y'all. They might as well just end The View and just call it The Whoopi Show and just let it go. Just let it be.
No, because Joy. Joy is very, she has very good
stuff. Make it the Whoopi and Joy show, because I can watch them two do a whole entire variety show with all kind of, like, it just have rotating guests. Fuck them other hoes.
Just, I think they just stayed too long on not rotating somebody new in, because they went through that phase where, like, within almost like a year time, they kept losing. And Raven was a good pick for that, because she brought in a younger audience, but Raven sometimes didn't think before she spoke.
That was her.
Often she don't think before she speaks.
Often, I know, and I love Raven. Oh my God. My childhood.
It's like she said something one time, and I looked and said, "Bitch, did you even hear that come out your mouth?"
What? it happened often too. You be like, "Oh," and I, "Oh, oh."
I mean, so like, oh, and wait. I love Sherry Shepherd, but you didn't do enough effort to prepare for the topics that were being talked on. Yeah. And my thing is, when you're doing some of them heavy conversations, you got to do a little bit more reading. You can't be kikiing at nighttime, honey. You got to be into the reading and understanding what the hell the conversation is being talked about.
You know what? They should just throw a man. Perhaps it's time to throw a gay man in there or something.
Well, I saw...
I'm talking about one
with... Somebody should... Well, no, it's not a gay man, but they are now the talk. Is talking about adding a man into the show after this Sharon Osbourne thing. They're talking about putting a man into it. And
they offered it to Leslie, what's my boy, Leslie Jordan, and he turned it down. He's like, no.
No, I'm, yeah, because he, that, you know what he said? I am too old to carry a show.
He wouldn't be right there.
But the thing is, he would carry the show.
They're trying to get, but what they're doing is, I think they're trying to get a name, but more of a comedic name to bring a little spice to it, because, you know, Sharon was a little off wall, and so they're trying to keep that same flavor, but I don't know.
I don't know nobody. Maybe,
and I don't want to see it end because I like Sheryl Underwood.
I mean, maybe, you know what? There's some good comedians out there who
could ready for them to end. I think the talk was a little boring. I never.
Me too. Like, I like The View. Like, I think they should rotate. Like, if they put somebody else in The View, it needs to be a really good, quick way to do.
My second show after The View would have been, I would have went over and watched The Real. I would have watched that before I go to the talk. Never The Real would have been my pick before talk. Now, I'm not saying that I watch it, but I would have went there first before I went to the talk, because they were
real. They let Tamar go. It's been dog.
Exactly. I watched for Tamar. I really did.
Right.
I
watched Red Table Talk before I go to.
Well, I have to remember to catch that. So
right, we all do. I mean, you know.
I love Red Table
Talk. I catch up whenever I can, but it's like.
It's okay. Really, really good. I think they need to get on a prime time spot, because I think they're doing a lot of really good conversational therapy. Like, they just really good, like just having them real ass conversations, but intelligent ass conversations.
They was in negotiations with OWN. I don't know what happened. I think it fell through or something like that, but they were in negotiations with OWN at one particular time.
You need to pick up some, because Miss Ayala, her bosom is gone.
Yeah, we love you, brother. Come, beloved.
Watching T.S. Madison's show. We love it. She has a morning show that she does on YouTube or something. She does a morning show.
Oh yeah. Well, I watched her little experience show, and she was talking about it. I haven't seen the show though.
Is it good?
I haven't seen it either. Because
I'll catch it, because I love Mr. T.S. Madison. I love her.
It comes on in the morning when my ass is trying to get out and get to work.
I will check her.
Oh, is that met early? I'd have to tape it. I wouldn't make it.
That's one bitch. I would love to sit down and I would make a good ass meal and just sit down and kiki with TS for a good minute, because that bitch, I could just have a good ass soul flash conversation.
So yeah. So I don't know.
I go right on her bosom. I'm like, can I lay on your bosom and have a conversation, baby?
Baby, you would fall asleep on them pillows.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, on that mammy titty.
If I get mammy titty in sleep.
So I just don't know what Nick Cannon is going to talk about, because
I don't know.
Oh, he going to talk about all them clubs he's shooting up. All these women he done got pregnant. That's what he going on there to talk about.
Listen, because 4 kids within 6 months is ridiculous, Lynn.
Are you serious?
Ridiculous.
Wait a minute.
Mitch.
Wait a minute. I missed that. See, I don't follow him like
that. That motherfucker impregnating the world. You hear me?
He's got a total of 7 children now. 7.
Them girls are like, the moment they feel that cream pie, they're like, bitch, jackpot.
I take that back. He's got a total of 8 because he had 2 sets of twins, 2 boys, 2 set of girls, and another little boy within 6 months.
Wait a minute.
Wasn't he running around here hollering he was sick? So while you
was dying at one particular time?
That's what I thought.
And he still has what he has. Like, I see what it's called. You know what?
My foul ass would love to see the video of a girl that would just go and do her happy dance as soon as she get done with fucking with Nick Cannon and go to the bathroom. It's like, yes, bitch, it's in there. Yes, I am not gonna work on my
What you said, Fernando? It's in there. It's
bitch, I will be
the deposit thing, the eagle has landed.
Bitch, I know there is some bitches who went in the bathroom after Nick and the roller went to bed and stuck their finger in there and just sit there and cackled like Miss Noxzema and Tu Wong Fu.
But see, that's why I say that those are the groupies. But this is what I don't understand.
If Nick came and nutted in me, I would have been like, yes, bitch, I'm back.
But in this day and age is where I have the biggest issue. And what are you saying to the world that your ass couldn't even put on no condom? And then you're going to want to not pay child support.
Hey, future. Hey, Navadius. Hey.
Listen, he got $30 million. They're going to get something out of him. He's going to get some of that Nickelodeon money. They're going to get some of that MTV money. They're going to get some money out of him some way, somehow, have you. But the woman who has the one little boy, not the twins, but the one that has the one little boy is who he's been dating and all this other stuff or whatever. So I don't know as far as the other two, because the 2 sets of twins was born within a month apart. And the other little boy was born like 4 months ago or something like that. So I don't know,
He ain't going to have no check.
None.
He ain't going to have no check.
That's why he's doing.
He's gonna be around here like Terrell Owens was, crying because he ain't got no more money. He can't maintain his life because he's sitting here paying all this money in child support. But a $5 box of condoms would have saved you a whole lot of money.
You know what? I'm like, come on now, bro. Okay. I as long as he can afford them and he's good with it. Cause I was like, you ain't got Mariah's money now.
Over Tony. Let me Google that. How old are her twins? That's what I want to know.
Like, you ain't got Mariah money like that. Like, you know, it's funny. Me and my friend was talking about this. It's like, if the world just happened a little different on how people came into this world and we were built more like fucking, what do you call those? Seahorses. World would be fucked up if we were built like seahorses. Because y'all know how
spew them out.
Yeah, no, because you know female seahorses actually impregnate the males, and the males carry the babies and have.
And they spew them out. Yes, they do.
They sure do. And the males spew it out. So can you imagine that every time, if Nick Cannon was in the scenario,
he was trending right now.
Like, you know how fucked that would be if it just so happened that every other pussy would get you pregnant. You know how many dudes would pop up pregnant?
The New York Post. Every other
pussy they dived in got them pregnant.
The New York Post said, "Who's your daddy?" Chances are it's Nick Cannon.
It's Nick Cannon, goddamn
it. I can't.
Mariah's twins are 8 years old, so he's still got another 10 years with them.
Baby, I just don't understand. I don't get it. Okay, but you know what? He just owned. If he can have the money to support, if he thinks he has enough of him to be able to support that, more power to him. But if he was just being reckless, but didn't, you got to deal with it. But no matter.
Yeah, Ferrando, I think these were oops.
Well, like they were.
I don't think these were planned pregnancies. I think these were really
oops. It's gonna be about 18 years of oops in your life.
Do you hear me?
It's gonna be a hell of a ripple effect for you.
Not just 18, baby. That's good. You got money. So these parents gonna make sure you paying for them college tuition.
So yeah. You paying for every, you paying for everybody on that side and yours. I mean, but you got to go, bro.
Like, he ain't gonna have it no more.
You better go talk to some celebrities who got kids like that, because they got
30 million gonna be gone when you start paying for all these damn schooling, all these damn them expensive
private. No, even worse. They don't want to go to school. They just want to be an Instagram hoe.
We should help people understand that.
Just because
you crack the code and can make a lot of money, that does not make you a smart person.
No, but nowadays nobody gives a fuck. So you like the Nick Cannon children may grow up and say, you know what? I just want to get a pussy and a piece of pie, bitch, and call it a day.
I feel like we sitting on the porch in Louisiana with that one right there, boy.
So, Nick Cannon, I don't know what to say for you. I can't even with you right now. You could have just went and got a $5 box of goddamn condoms.
I didn't know he was 40 now. He's 40? Okay.
Like, 40? Tie your tubes. Like, just
he just turned 40 last year.
Like, just tie your motherfucking tubes.
And they give away condoms free everywhere. You can go get condoms for free.
He ain't interested.
But you know what? Them condoms though, bro. Like, go ahead and get your golden cannon.
Hey, Sue, they said to put it on fair design.
Like, cause you know, here's the brouhaha funny shit. Okay. Well, some women who still don't do the IUD. Or whatnot, and do the old pill. The pills, birth control pills, still dry your
PCPs. Goddammit.
But you know, it like the commonly contraceptive for birth control would normally dry a woman's vagina out. So condoms were not that fun to have on when you trying to take longer, strong, good old 10 inches with a fucking piece of rubber with your pussy dry. Like, not a good moment when that motherfucker, because most of the motherfuckers, all they do is spit on the head and climb on in there.
Oh, Lord.
It's the truth. I was like, so.
And that's when you need to turn to Fernando and ask him for his product called Rocket.
Right. Damn it.
Nick, you are now the father of a tribe.
You got your own tribe, bro. Look, at least you got that. You got your own tribe. You can't say that.
I don't get it. I hope you teach them
how to be financially self-sufficient.
So the last thing we're going to talk about before we get up out of here, y'all, Britney Spears has been in court trying to get her daddy to stop being over the conservatorship of her money, of her coins. Well, she went to court and she did this great emotional plea that we all saw out there. And I believe that Britney should be in charge. She's done enough. She has paid her dues. She did everything. And because her father is just blowing her money like all other celebrity kids' fathers that have blown their money. There are some that have taken care of the kid, but there are several who spent the kid's money. Well, she went and did the court thing, and now the court has come back, and the daddy is going to stay in charge of all of her millions.
So, there's a little caveat to that.
See, I would have to kill him.
There's a little caveat to that.
Okay.
The girls know that I don't exactly go up for Britney. She's fine. I think she does a lot of hand dances, you know, and that's cute if you're doing a puppet show, but, you know, that's neither here nor there, okay?
Not a puppet show.
The caveat is that she gets to name a trust or a trustee as co-conservator, so as potentially as a check and balance to her wayward father.
Oh, so that means that
And say that one more time.
Means that the man will be with what they're doing.
No, I still didn't catch it.
Okay, mute and then I'll say it.
Right. There you go. So,
the what it's saying now is that the person will be in there to be like the person who is checking to see what the father is doing. They're gonna be watching every T is it crossed and every I, and where did this money go? And what did you spend this on? And why did you spend this? And well, you should have spent a little bit less. Is that what this second person is going to do now?
Hopefully.
Maybe, I don't know if it's an auditor, but it is, she gets to elect a co, like somebody to co do those duties. So it's probably in her best interest to find someone that she trusts to, to really vouch for her her best interest. Since her father, I don't know if the court thinks that her father is impossible of gauging her best interest right now. But
it's because he's misappropriating funds.
Yeah.
So that's why there's a trustee going to be appointed on her behalf. Why they don't want to let her be over her own money is really beyond me by now, because she passed all of the psychological tests and all that other stuff, whatever that they ran on her, whatever she passed that stuff. But why they won't let her be over her own money, I don't understand that. But they will give her the satisfaction of making somebody a trustee. I heard that it's possible that she might try to get her mother to do it, because her mother has always had her best interest at heart. She don't like the father. So I don't know.
But here's the thing. Why are you spending her money on anything? The only thing that should be coming out of her money right now is to cover her bills and necessity. Because what are you spending money on? Why are you in her money?
Allegedly, he's been paying the mortgage and paying extra $4,000 or $5,000 to some other fund or whatever. So he's like basically putting the money into some other fund. Or whatever. It's not like he's going out there and wine and dining and all this other stuff with her money. It's like he's putting money away or all this other shit or whatever. And it still hasn't been founded as far as where and how and what it is or whatever. But if her mortgage is $20,000 and you're paying $25,000 to the mortgage company and they give you a $5,000 kickback, no.
But I'm like you as well. I just don't understand. She did everything that she needed to do, and she's not spiraling out of control anymore. She jumped through all the hoops that y'all wanted her to jump through. Give this girl her money and let her live her life. But see, it's more beneficial for the courts to be in it because they get money out of it.
Right.
So they're going to try to hem her up as long as they can, because the lawyers get paid, the courts get paid, and they all dibbing and dabbing in her damn money just for some foolishness.
Right. She's worth $60 million, supposedly. That's what's reported right now.
Here's the thing. Look, that fucks with me. I'm like, this girl has to go to Supreme Court to try and get the right to have access and control over her money that she worked for.
Mm-hmm.
That money that she did all them hand dances for.
Right, and you got a man to control that is controlling your money, but we got motherfuckers like Kanye West up in these streets,
billionaire,
hitting curbs and swerves in fucking tabloids. Motherfucker was about to try to be president, and nobody tried to get a conservatorship over his dollar. and check him like that in court.
Well, that's because his mother is no longer with us. And how often do you hear him talk about any other family that he socializes with or you see him with?
Ain't no other family. There and he got two sisters. Ain't no other family. He don't talk about nobody but them damn Kardashians.
That's it. That is it. That's all. You do not see him nowhere near them other people at all.
No, I'm talking about like these courtrooms who's siding with the father. I'm like,
well, the courtroom is siding with him because it's the good old boy club. He a white man, and the courts is run by them white people. They side with him because it's the good old boys club.
And that's what I'm talking about, the double standard of it all. Yes. A rich ass black man goes spiraling to a fucking bitch.
But it also turns the same way because it can go the opposite. The case is not the same, but with Sherry Shepherd, she married that man and he went and tried to have the baby that they had fertilized. He tried to have that baby, or I think he did have somebody have the baby, and then he tried to sue her for child support. Right. They're not even together no more. And the courts was giving him money. He went back in and said he wasn't getting enough money because he was trying to take care of his kids that had nothing to do with her, from his previous relationships.
Crazy.
So it kind of works both ways too for the men, because they gave him some money she had to pay. And that's just sad.
But that's women always paying.
And that's the same thing that was happening with Mary J. Blige, which, sidebar, if you guys have not watched that documentary on Prime Video, do yourself a favor. It's excellent. But anyway, that's the same thing that happened with Mary J. Blige and her husband. Uh-oh. What happened? Uh-oh. Okay. But that's the same thing that happened with Mary J. Blige's husband. I mean, she was trying to get child support from her for his child.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious? Kendu tried to do that?
Oh yeah, he was raking Mary. He was trying to get everything out of Mary.
Child support and spousal support because he was used to a certain lifestyle. Yeah, motherfucker, because I afforded you that lifestyle. You was nothing.
Again, busted ass men who get to do this to fucking strong ass women.
Let me tell you, women at
home. Double ass standing in the courtroom.
Women, y'all have seen enough of this. If you
Mary made all that money from her awkward ass kicks on that damn stage.
You better get some damn prenup. Stop marrying these men and don't get no prenup to save your money just because he loved you. He said he loved you and you don't do no prenup. Save your damn money. You leave out of here with what you came into. Because I didn't work this hard to try to raise your kids by somebody else.
True story.
That is not what I did. I didn't bust my butt all these years to raise your kids by another woman when you're supposed to be the man and be the head of the household and take care of your own children. You shouldn't have had them if you couldn't raise them.
Supposed to be.
Yeah, supposed to be.
They say.
Also, y'all, June 30th, I just want to say it again. I always, y'all know it was the anniversary, June 30th, 1995. Phyllis Linda Hyman took her own life. I always have to pay homage to my queen. She is my forever queen. I'm just a Phyllis Hyman baby. Everything she sings spoke to me. That's why my depression level is at an all-time high. So, y'all, we had just had that. And we just also ended Pride Month. So I hope you guys did some obvious things in Pride Month. Got out. Got you a new flag.
Hope y'all made up for lost time, hoes.
Oh, Lord.
Show your pride.
Show your pride and show me that starfish.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, let my.
Bend over. Let me see it.
I can't believe I'm saying that.
Bend over. Let me see you work a tail.
I can't believe I'm saying that. I'm like.
Let me see it. Bend over. Let me see it.
Look at my daddy bear butt naked on.
Did anybody watch the BET Awards? I don't know.
I didn't.
No, I've heard about it.
I watched clips.
Yeah, I heard about it. I didn't see anything.
I watch clips because they honored Queen Latifah. So what was it? Moni Love and Queen Latifah, MC Light and somebody else.
Lil' Kim.
I'm glad we came down this road.
Lil' Kim.
Queen Latifah, girl, keep it. We already knew.
Everybody already know, but every now and then they don't want her to acknowledge.
We already knew, girl. We learned that you weren't going to give us what we wanted, so we just accepted what you gave us. So keep it. But congrats on the, I heard they did a little ditty for her. So congrats to Dana for that. But girl, we knew.
What we doing?
At the end of her speech, she thanked her lover and then she said happy pride.
All right now.
Oh, did she see? I only saw the performance.
Yeah, check out her speech at the end. Or actually check out that whole segment. You know what? It was really a good tribute. Now that I heard
it was good.
That was a good tribute.
Okay, was that before the part when MC Lyfa got the words and she was standing there and the vocals were still going and she wasn't saying nothing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I said it was a good tribute. I didn't say it was top notch.
Oh, yeah. I just didn't see any of it and didn't.
I saw that clip and I was confused. I was really.
I just didn't. Really,
that's just like Lil' Kim couldn't see over her hair and her eye, and then they put up this meme with her and an owl, and bitch, I thought I was gonna wreck my car. Her and that owl look just alike with their big ass.
Oh shit! Oh no! Oh no! I heard about that.
Oh my God! You guys have to see that. I have to see that one. And I watched the segment with Lil Nas X performance.
God bless her.
And people were all upset because he kissed the boy at the end.
Again.
But you guys wasn't upset when Madonna kissed Britney.
Exactly.
Like, really?
I'm a little annoyed, but like, I'm just like, with... Haven't we been here, black people that's watching the BET Awards, just stop being a contradiction. Like, y'all can take City Girls twerking and Meg and Cardi, reverse scissoring from what I heard, but y'all can't take Lil Nas X, like, kissing a boy. Like, I thought Katy Perry kissed a girl and she liked it.
Right.
That's what she said.
Actually, I was trying to find it. Because he actually, came from online and
Benzino.
Was that
Benzino, the little no neck that was on?
Oh, he don't even got a neck. What you doing on the internet, bro?
Little no neck from Love and Hip
Hop. Nas X is like the king troll of the internet. Like, that's the school he went to. Like, what? Get out of here, no.
Yeah, Benzino said he was the one that made the big thing that was on Baller Alert and all of that. And he was like, we tired of this shit. Benzino, you just mad because don't nobody want you.
Right.
You live in Atlanta with all them gay boys and ain't none of them trying to knock on your door. Not everyone.
I know that just hurts your little spirit and like that. That like if you are, like, isn't that the, that's probably the worst ass feeling if you a homophobe and the gays
don't ain't nobody barking up your tree.
What it must feel like. What that must feel like when not like even the dudes are curbing your ass.
Because you ain't got no neck, you short. You ain't the cutest thing on the block. And who want to get in the bed with you? Who?
Just a waste of light skin. Get out of here, boy.
A waste of mass.
And you are not even a current cast member. You a guest of the damn show. You a washed up has-been. So please go somewhere and sit down. Please shut up. You just mad because this boy is getting his props right now.
And he actually had a really good clap back. I was trying to find it. And he was like, he's like, no, he's like, I, he's like, I, I do this because, yeah, you're right. I do have a lot of, he's kind of essentially so many words, I'm paraphrasing, that he does have a lot of insecurity and dealing with generational, social things where, you know, people tell him not to do anything, you know, to be something different than who he is. So he does grapple with that psychologically. So he like got really deep in his clapback. He was like, yeah, I understand what I did it for. The problem is that what is wrong? He's like, what the fuck do you care? That's the bigger question. Like, I always tell people all the time, I was like, why are you coming? Why are you in people's faces with your problems? Like, get out of my face with your problems, bro. Why are you coming to me with your problems? Do I look like the fucking wizard who can answer all your fucking questions, give you 3 wishes and a blowjob? Get the fuck out of my face. If you have a problem with what I'm doing, then go read a book and find out what you've got a problem with, because leave my black ass alone.
Or just keep it to yourself.
Right. Like, that's for you and your journey and your spirit.
To themselves. He's trying to get himself back on.
Like, who asked?
He's trying to get himself back on. So if he starts trending, he can get a storyline again on Love and Hip Hop.
But here's the thing. He can sustain the shit he had before. So what the fuck are you trying to do now? Like, you trying to get a storyline? You could sustain the storyline that you had.
Love and Hip Hop is a cast of people that's trying to keep a storyline to keep themselves relevant.
Like,
trust me. We were trying.
Look, meanwhile, Chris tuning in every hot new episode.
Oh, baby, I do watch. I watch Atlanta for the foolishness. Yes, baby. I watch for all. That's my little bit of garbage that I watch. Atlanta. I don't watch New York, but I do watch Atlanta for the garbage, honey, because it's hilarious to me that these people think that your existence, because they used to say your talent would make room for you.
Yeah.
Y'all talent ain't made room for y'all, so some of y'all need to give up. You 40 years old, still trying to make it as a rapper, something wrong.
That man is more than 40, honey.
Right. You being gracious.
Don't put that on me. I'm about to hit 40. The girls say she's cute. So I don't know about that one.
Exactly. I'm like, shit.
Now, if we're talking about Q, we got to mention Method Man at the BET Awards.
No, honey, that was beyond Q. Honey, that was just
what he did.
As Taraji say, scrum dilioshi.
He was in the audience, and Taraji decided to go over there and talk to her. And he stood up, and
all you saw was the arms and guns. Was like, yes, I'm right here, baby.
That's all you just wanted
M-E-T-H-O-D, man, goddamn it.
He was giving you good old prison body.
He was right. Looking
like he had just walked out that morning.
Sexiest thing to snack that you have seen in the longest time.
I just wanna sit in between Method Man legs and smoke some weed like he braided my hair.
Is that your fantasy?
if you can make it happen, Method Man, that's my goddamn make a wish, goddamn.
Make a wish foundation, huh? Ah, I can't.
Let's just pass this joint back and forth whilst
I'm sitting in your lap, bitch. It ain't for you to braid my damn hair. You better be fucking my hair up.
Mercy.
Like, I better have a whole new look.
Can we go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation? Because Armand needs to put his little notes up on the little board on the Make-A-Wish Foundation board.
I'm telling you.
We're gonna put that note up, and we're gonna put that one up about my barber, goddammit. Still want to.
I'm telling you what. Are you still stuck there?
Still stuck there.
Oh my God.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Y'all, well, we've come to the end. Although we've come to the end
of the road. You know what? If y'all haven't caught on Netflix the pop docu series, they're actually part of that docu series.
The who? What docuseries?
It's on Netflix. It is about a docuseries of the pop era and the R&B and pop era. It talks about like all the unsung, because they really talk about like, you know, Belle Biv, the Vogue Night, and they just do, you know, for, you know, originated a lot of the concepts that these boy bands came into in England. It kind of was like this reverse, like the same history was repeating itself. But they talk about when NSYNC came in and kind of redid, you know, did what they were doing, like formalized it. And then they go into a really deep dive about R&B and pop culture and behind the scenes, and they interview all the artists from those periods.
Well, Belle Biv DeVoe was big, but yeah, they were big, this is the thing.
That's what they were saying. They were big, but they weren't getting it. Like they didn't get enough.
Well, they got. They just do.
But they didn't get enough credit for the stuff that they contributed to the industry, and that's what they were talking about.
But here's the thing that what people fail to understand. And it's been going on for 5 million years. R&B and R&B hip hop groups, there's a certain level of where they're gonna go, but it's going to be duplicated and imitated in pop music. Pop music is going to do the same thing, and they're gonna do it worse. And they're gonna make them multimillionaires, so, and billionaires. You can't go through this thing and not say anything about Belle DeVoe, because they produced, honey, we was running around here talking about jump, jump, Daddy Mac will make you jump, jump, Chris Cross will make you jump, jump, honey. They produced some good stuff. Them boys,
they were talking even on a deeper level about the stuff that that's not really publicized. Because like, people like know a lot, like they give you a lot of behind the scenes commentary in the docuseries, which is what I like.
Okay,
it's worth watching.
Y'all, it's the 4th of July,
and this is the one where you were interviewed.
Oh no, I am so sorry. Oh my God, I am a bad plug artist. Y'all are Jesus Christ. So a little plug. I actually was in a docuseries. I'm gonna share with everybody online. It was about Asian hate and what my take on it as a person of color in San Francisco. So I recorded early in the morning, so I'll probably look crazy as hell. But it premiered about 4 hours ago, and so I'm not sure how it's doing or whatnot. But I haven't checked it out to see how crazy I looked in this it's like an independent docuseries.
Your wig should always be ready. Your wig.
What's it called?
Wig.
Asian wig.
You know what?
Here we are.
It's actually called, it's Narratives and Dialogues, but oh shucks, I cannot pronounce his name. It's like for fun. I'm gonna share it online, y'all. But it's like Asian hate coming from a Black perspective. That's the title of it. That's what you can search on YouTube. It's already up there. It's like a 30-minute segment. So he's gonna be doing it in parts. So I will see. He's an interesting character.
Mm. Okay, y'all.
We have shared on our page then.
Y'all go find that and go watch as they discuss Asian hate. Even though I want to say stop Black hate. Stop hating, period. Mind your own damn business.
Right.
But the business that you should be minding right now is making sure that you hit that share button and share, and share alike. And don't
forget, caring.
When you own Apple, make sure you give us 5 stars. We need to see some more stars. We need them stars to go up. 5 is the number that you want to hit on that star. Boop, 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 and be done.
We'll get naked for you.
Fernando, we'll get naked for you.
I'll show you all this COVID body.
Oh,
Fernando will all get around this. I ain't get naked for nothing.
I'll get naked in conversation.
Oh my.
Yeah, okay.
So Armand is on his way to the wonderful, fabulous
set. Let's see. Let's check in with him. Armand, where are you? Where are you?
Friends, we are just at the fork to Chula Vista or downtown. So we've gotten to San Diego. Hey hoes, I hope y'all are still feeling good.
because he got
hell. But wait, Dwayne Woods, Armand is in your city.
Because you know what? The sling is in the trunk and the poppers are in the fridge.
Oh,
I'm going to hell.
There's damage to be done.
What the hell?
With Armand.
You got to make up for a year, goddammit. So, right?
Mothers, lock your boys up because Armand is there. You better lock them up.
I'm telling you. Like all them sleigh baiters over there, they like
lockdown is over. He's gonna take them down. Fernando, what are you doing for the fourth?
I'm actually going to see Darren. I'm going to see Darren and meet his parents.
Darren who?
Darren Conley. He used to co-host on the show.
Darren who?
Oh, the MIA Darren. Oh, that Darren.
Okay.
Yeah, that Darren. Yeah, so I'm going there for the week. I'm going there for the week for the weekend, 4th of July, and we're going to catch up and so on and so forth.
Send our love. Send our love. Lamont, what are you doing for the 4th?
I'm doing nothing. Oh, well, they actually are having, Chris, you're going to be pissed off that you didn't come because they're actually doing something at the Catch on Saturday.
What they doing?
It's like a return of the Catch. I don't know. We're going to check it out and see what they're doing.
Oh, wait a minute. What do I have? I don't have anything planned. Can I find my way? I'm in this Tonka truck. That's the only problem.
A Tonka truck? What? Yeah, what are you in? I forget the eggs.
I'm in a Volkswagen Tiguan.
Tiguan. Yeah, I rented one of those before. It was good on gas.
It's a Tonka truck. So Volkswagen.
Go on down there and visit them. That's the best thing to put some miles on.
Exactly.
It's a car that's not yours.
It rides like a Tonka truck. My back be hurting by the time I get home. So you say drive to LA.
Go on, stay at home then.
Well, no. Yeah. I'm not staying at home. I have some.
Why don't you take it and swap it out?
I have something to do Sunday. I'm supposed to go to Stern Grove on Sunday. It's the San Francisco Symphony, and I always back out every time the San Francisco Symphony is at Stern Grove.
I just want you to know I was pissed off mad with you in Lettucey. That's all I want you to know. But that's okay. She'll be here on the 24th and I'll be right there.
Wasn't it a beautiful thing? And we had some fabulous seats. It was just a beautiful thing. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
She's going to be at the Hollywood Bowl on the 24th of July. We'll be right there.
And she gave you much Etta James, yes.
Of course she did. She's doing Nina Simone down here.
Mm-hmm. She gave it to you all. She gave it all. I thought she did a good jazz set and she did some good jazz numbers. So I'm impressed. I did not know that she had two other albums out on her own label. And so I'm happy to see that, you know, Miss Grammy Award winner.
Yes, finally.
Grammy Award winner is out and doing her own thing on her own label. I just need you, Lettucey, and I should have told you this when I was over there. I need you to go back to the very first album and re-release that first album. Because I just need you to sing Get Out of My Kitchen and Stop Telling Me How to Live My Life. Oh, I just need you to do that one. That one again, because when you used to do that back in the day, baby, that was an amazing song. Yes, it was. But
if singing all her life, lover.
Yes, she's been singing all her life. We was just little tykes. So that's it. Everybody is partying. You guys have a great, safe 4th weekend. Please let somebody else shoot the fireworks off for you. Do not be in the neighborhood trying to shoot fireworks.
Listen.
Also keep it. Keep them fucking fireworks and firecrackers. Put them in your pocket, goddammit. Like we don't need it out here in California. Like we do not need it. Like you not gonna be the one to safely shoot the firework. No, you are going to be the one that burns this bitch to the ground. Just keep it.
And I would like to request that once July 4th is over, please don't shoot no more fireworks. We don't have to have fireworks all the way till Labor Day.
Exactly. Please don't do that.
They already shooting them now in my neighborhood, and not just my neighborhood. Right outside my window, they pull up with their lights off in their car. They jump out the car at about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and they light them M80s. And then they jump back in their dark car and get off down the street.
Well, what I need them to do is, look, y'all, half of y'all have invested or boosted enough headphones. Well, y'all can get y'all some headphones and some 4K video clips of some fireworks popping. And just put that shit on blast in your own ear and watch that shit on loop. And leave us out of your design.
Do that on Zoom. Do the fireworks on. God damn it. Just
Maybe.
Leave them. We good.
Look, play it on your TV at your house and your surround sound. Be like you there.
Get a screensaver, girl.
Right. Get you some VR goggles and stick it on and like you really there. Just leave me out of it.
Yeah, y'all be safe out there. It's dangerous out there. It's hard out there for a player. So be safe. We are out of here. We love y'all. Thank you for watching.
We want you to watch soon, hopefully. Yeah. Please start commenting and requesting us to we'll be live.
Thank you for watching. Peace
they
out.
They watching, all right.
They watching. We out. Where is that button at? Where is it at?